very similar. The other thing that happened on Fatty's show that I, you know, I'm not giving anything away here. He made an offhanded remark about hummus.
Well, that was in, unless he mentioned it again, but he made it in today's show, which
Thursday. That was Thursday. Oh, good. Then I'm not spoiling anything. He said hummus is vile, which we all know that he believes that mayonnaise is vile.
Right.
And now I detect a trend here because he says it looks like something that you get on your shoe.
Correct
me if I'm wrong.
What do you get on your shoe like that?
You know, like you stepped in dog poo or something.
I don't think hummus looks like dog poop, but okay.
Well, I don't either, but doesn't he derive his twisted jollies from hand puppetry? I mean, really? I mean, honestly, shouldn't this be normal for him? The mayonnaise and the hummus?
Oh, God. Are you saying that mayonnaise in and hummus out? Is that what we're...
I'm just saying. I failed to understand why he would find those two particular things vile when they seem to be very much attuned to his recreational activities.
Avocados and walnuts, he said, and I don't get it. What's wrong with walnuts?
Walnuts are too small. He likes really big balls.
Coconuts.
That's right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, God. Are you saying that mayonnaise in and hummus out?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 692 of the BFO for Tuesday. The 28th of September, 2010. Y'all, this is going to be a good and bad show because there are some things that Big Fatty is going to have to blow it out about. And y'all, then there are some really good things too. So we're going to start off with the blow it out. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you may not recognize those two voices, y'all. It's just been forever since we've heard from the host of the Teenia Mime Show, y'all. That was that Daniel. Biba. Y'all, that was Miss West, the angry old man. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It is only appropriate that they lead off today's show, y'all, because today, Big Fatty was mad as a snake. And y'all, yes, blow it out, Big Fatty.
It's now time to blow it out. With Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh, y'all, the orange hat was on good and tight today. Y'all, I almost, if I hadn't been on hold for an hour and 6 minutes. Yes, Big Fat. Well, it wasn't just hold. I was trying to resolve an issue today, y'all. An hour and 6 minutes. Couldn't believe it. Well, I could believe it. But y'all, I got in the U.S. mail today. I got my A2&2 monthly statement, and y'all, as I always do, I review it for errors, y'all, because you need to do this, because y'all, if you just accept it for what it's worth, y'all, they'll get you. They'll get you every time, Big Fatty. But y'all, I'm looking at it, and y'all, it is $177, and I went, Big Fatty, who the hell have you been calling? And y'all, I'm looking, and I'm going, well, y'all, that's my regular house phone. is fine, and there were no long-distance charges, and there's $142.41 on the cellular telephonic device. I went, no, this is not right. And y'all, I went over here and I looked, and there's just my normal charge for the iPhone, and my discount on there for working at the coal mine, and then there's a credit on there for the part of the 50 megabyte data plan that I did not use while I was over in Scotland. Which, y'all, that is a barbecue sandwich with the Pope that I bought on Sunday at the Sam's Club. Oh, by the way, y'all, what are those called? It was the Thomas's English Muffins. That was the breakfast item I couldn't remember yesterday. Well, yesterday's little show. And y'all, then there's the data plan and the text messaging and all that. You know, just seems quite normal. And then it reviews my rollover minutes. And then it says, oh, and then, Big Freddy, you had 33,000 kilobytes of roaming data usage for $114.70. And I said, no, this is not correct. Because, I bought the plan for $59 or something like that. And so, y'all, I went over to the front of the thing here, and it says, "Brett Crowdy, if you have questions regarding your cellular telephonic device, please call this 888 number." Now, y'all, that is a toll free number. So I called, and y'all, we are experiencing unusually long hold times. Many of your problems can be solved by going to the A2&2 online. No, and y'all, I just started pressing zero because that gets you a human. Because y'all, I was tired of listening to the mechanical quickly, because y'all, I was mad as a snake. Mad as a snake. And so y'all, finally, after waiting a while, and y'all, they play the same damn, oh, did you know that blah, 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 and you can get such and such and so, so blah, 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 you can check on your children by blah, 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 oh, and you can find out where you are with a GPS. It's not Mother Nature's GPS, but it's a GPS from A2&2, and y'all, it's just on and on, and y'all, there's no break in it. There's no break in it. It is constant. It is blah, 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 and I'm just like, dear sweet mother of hydrogen, let it in, and finally, y'all, get Larry on the phone, and Larry's very nice, and he says, Mike Patty, you've called the residential line assistance. I said, no, I didn't. I called the cellular telephonic device assistance. Well, you've been transferred to the residential line. I went, dang. And y'all, so he says, let me switch you over to the cellular telephonic device system. And so y'all, and then I went into the queue over there, and it was the same blah 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 blah. Oh, the GPS, and oh, you can check on your children, and oh dear God. And finally, Larry answered over there, and he goes, you know, and y'all, every time they answer, they want to know to whom they are speaking, and the last four digits of your social security number. Y'all, they're just trying to get you. You're trying to get into your social security funds. But anyway, so y'all, I get over there to him, and he goes, "Oh, well, Brett Crowdy, that is a question for the International Roaming Department. Let me translate." I said, "Wait a minute. No, well, I can't answer the questions. That has to be handled by the International Roaming Department." And I went, "Let me give you their number in case we are disconnected." And y'all, this is every time. "Let me give you their number in case we are disconnected." So I get transferred over to the International Roaming Department. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. Do you? Where are your children at? Are they on the GPS? You know, and blah, 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 blah. And finally, so Larry answers over there. And he goes, yes, Big Freddy. Could I get the last four digits of your social security number? And I said, you know, we did that. Now everybody else has it. Why not you too? And y'all, I'm beginning to get a little testy. Getting a little testy now. And he goes, well, yes, Big Freddy, I see right here. I said, now, can you tell me, are those, since I'm in the International Roaming Department, are those charges for calls that I made between the 4th and the 11th of August? Yes, Big Freddy, that's when they were made. Yes. I said, well, I'd signed up for the thing. And, y'all, you have to go through the story where you, oh, I went into the A2&2 store, and I spoke to the very nice lady, and she signed me up for it, and I told her when I was going to be there, and she said, oh, Big Freddy, you got to come back in when you're done, because we can't just shut it off. You've got to come in and tell us to shut it off. And all right, whatever. So, yeah, of course, you know, 2 days after I got back, I went right on in there, because y'all didn't want to get charged again, and this is why you should check your bills. Why you should check your bills, y'all. But anyway, so... He says, well, that's your first mistake, Big Freddy. You should never sign up for the International Roaming in a stow. You should call us. And I'm like, well, how would I know that? Why would she allow me to do it if I should have done it on? Like, whoa, well, you wouldn't necessarily know that, but you never do that online. You always call us. And I said, okay, well, what can we do about this, since these charges were made during the time that I had the international. Oh, well, that your balance is zero. It's been zeroed out. There's nothing we can do about it because you have a consolidated bill. And well, I said, well, this is not good. I said, this is not good. Well, let me check with my supervisor. So, y'all, I'm back on hold again, and blah, 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 blah. And do you know where your children's GPS system is? Blah, 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 blah. And he called, oh, I've spoken to my supervisor. Your account zeroed out, and you have the consolidated billing. There's not a thing we can do, except I will give you the number of consolidated billing, billing. And, oh, dear, I see I've dropped something. And they will be the ones to assist you. They are on top of it. And here's the number in case we are discussed. I said, I don't want the number. We were required to give it to you. I said, give it to me. I don't want it, though. And so, y'all, I get transferred, and this gentleman answers, and he goes, yes, Big Freddy. No, there was a woman at Consolidated Billing, and, you know, of course, I had to go on hold, and, you know, did you know that your children can be found on the GPS system? And blah, 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 you know, and so I get this lady, and she goes, oh, Big Freddy, I'm so sorry you've been transferred so much, but we'll get it taken care of. Now, explain to me what the problem is. And so I had to go through and explain that, you know, I had to give her the Social Security. Oh, sure, you have the Social Security number. Oh, yes, Big Freddy. Oh, yes, we got to have that last four digits, you know, because none of us are looking at the same screen, and we're not just passing you around. No, no, no. And so, you know, I gave her the Social Security number, and, you know, and I explained that I'd gone into the stove, and the lady told me I had to come back to cancel it and all this, and you know, I had signed up for the plan, and now I've got the $114.70 on there. Oh, well, I didn't realize that this was a cellular telephonic device international problem. I'm going to have to transfer you to the cellular. I said, I've already spoken to them. They can't do nothing. They've transferred me to international billing. And she goes, oh, well, I don't have the information on this. I hope one moment, please. And Oh, blah, 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 blah. Did you know that your children can find their GPS systems if they... Oh, blah, 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 blah. Hi, this is Larry in the cellular telephonic device department. Could I have your last four digits of your social security? Oh, yes, please. In fact, why don't you just let me give you my master charge and you just go and buy you a little something. And we explained it. Oh, Ben Craddy, I am so sorry you've been transferred all around. And, this is an international. One moment, please. Here's the number I'm going to be transferring you to, but I'm going to stay on the line. I'm going to stay on the line until you get to the right person. And blah, 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 blah. It's going to sound like you're on hold, but you're really not. Blah, 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 blah. Do you know your GPS system can find your children's GPS system? Blah, 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 blah. Hi, this is Lorena in International Billing. Dear Gussie, I have already been here. I was told this. Before we go any further, I need your last four digits of your social security number. And, so, y'all, the woman, the final woman, she goes, well, we can take care of that right here. I said, well, why did that guy, other guy in the international roaming tell me I was zeroed out and had to go back to the, well, I don't know why he told you that. We can handle that right here. We're going to handle it right now. You're not going to be transferred to another soul. And y'all, I must have been on the line with her another 15 minutes while she got it. She goes, let me see if I can talk to my supervisor. She came back and she goes, my supervisor's busy. I'm just going to handle it myself because you've been getting the runaround. I said, I didn't say that, but, and I said, yes, I have been getting the runaround. She goes, Big Freddy, I have credited your account $114.70. This is ridiculous. You had the plan. You called during the time that you had the plan, and you've been charged for the same thing, and you stayed under the maximum amount. You've been credited $114.70. I said, thank you for calling. Dear Gussie. Make a wish, Christian, dream a dream, Christian, rest your heart, and your wish will come true. Y'all, I forgot to tell you that on Saturday I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, there was a card from Mexico, y'all. It was from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, and now betrothed official partner in crime. That'd be Miss Olive. Olive, his favorite dancing girl, and y'all, it is from the Great Point Light. It is a lighthouse. It looks like a giant white penis, but it's got holes in the side of it. I guess those are windows. But and it is from Nantucket. Y'all, that sounds dirty. Nantucket, dirty. But it is a postcard addressed to Big Fatty Online. And y'all, it says, we saw this very erect lighthouse. See, y'all, it's dirty. I knew it was dirty. I'm just reading it for the first time, y'all, because I wanted to save it for the little show. And of course, we immediately thought of you when they saw this erect lighthouse. Dear Gussie. Our number one activity is eating lobster and crab, but it seems a bit odd to place this sentence after the first sentence. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, they've got the crabs after seeing an erect lighthouse, and it is signed Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl and now betrothed husband, or I don't know what they're calling it now, Olive. So anyway, y'all, that is Big Fatty's Day on Monday. I don't think I have gotten some voice letters and some e-letters, and y'all, there's evidently going to be some other stuff coming to the P.O. box. Oh, dear, I see.
Oh, God. Are you saying that mayonnaise in and hummus out?
Oh, I hope there's no mayonnaise and hummus in the P.O. box.
You can- can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.